WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden marking the anniversary of the 1965 March on Selma that helped lead to the Voting Rights Act with a trip to Selma on Sunday. Walgreens facing backlash from critics who say the company is caving to anti-abortion Republicans by no longer offering abortion medication in states that threatened legal action.
What's happening is that Walgreens is saying that they just don't want to get involved. They got this letter from 21 conservative-led states that threatened legal action and said, if you provide this mifepristone, this abortion drug, through your pharmacies, as the federal government has said you can do, we're going to go after you legally.
That's ABC's Ann Flaherty. South Korea is taking steps to compensate Koreans who were enslaved by Japanese companies during World War II through civilian funds rather than seeking to hold the companies accountable. It's a controversial move by South Korea to bolster its ties with Japan, but some of those affected say they want the responsible companies to pay. This is ABC News. A Muslim rights group is suing the state of Missouri after prison guards allegedly pepper-sprayed inmates while they were praying.
According to the lawsuit, which was filed by the Council on American Islamic Relations Missouri, guards at a Missouri prison in 2021 allegedly pepper-sprayed Muslim inmates and beat one of them after they were told to break up their daily prayer. They'd been holding their daily prayer schedule throughout the pandemic after their chapel was closed. The lawsuit charges the guards with violating the inmates' constitutional right to freely practice their religion. The Missouri Department of Corrections has not commented on the lawsuit. Kent Martin, ABC News, St. Louis.
Gary Rossington, a founding member of the band Lynyrd Skynyrd, has died at the age of 71. The band's Facebook page asked for fans to keep his family in their prayers and to respect their privacy. No cause of death was given. He was the last surviving original member of the band. He even survived the 1977 plane crash that killed the band's singer, guitarist, and backup vocalist. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California, choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We've all experienced it. The way the left operates, you know, if you don't agree with them, they're gonna come after you. They're gonna call you a fascist or racist. They're not gonna let you. That's the cancel culture mob, and that's we've all had to live through some of the crazy things the left does. But that's the most important thing.
All right, Jim Jordan. All right. How are your whistleblowers doing? Everything good?
Apparently, it wasn't the whole time he got punched in the.
That would be the opening act for CPAC would be. Slappy Matt introduced. Alleged sexual assaulter introduced the alleged cover-upper of sexual assault, Jim Jordan.
Right.
Who was talking about the left something, silencing something. Okay, yes. This would be the Rolling Stone piece about Jim Jordan's disastrous search for a deep state whistleblower.
I bet Jim Jordan's wishing he could silence these guys'
yes,
Twitter handles.
Yes, I wish. He wishes they had less of a First Amendment. Wow, wow, wow. So it turns out what they have, the dozens of whistleblowers he talked about, turns out so far to be three cranks that were either suspended by the FBI but are complete nutcases. George Hill, that'd be one of them, former FBI, admitted he had little or no firsthand knowledge of alleged deep state scandals. Instead, he brought baggage of his own, a history of inflammatory commentary on social media. There was a tweet in which he said Nancy Pelosi had blood on her hands. Oh, and then this was the one. He wrote, cancer, go faster, in response to a tweet from Representative Lauren Boebert claiming that President Biden had been diagnosed with cancer. That was obviously false, but yeah. Hill repeatedly declined to respond to questions and cited his First Amendment rights. He'd later go on a conservative talk show to accuse Democrats of trying to paint him as a right-wing nut job because they couldn't handle his message. I'm sorry, he went on a talk show to talk about how they were squelching his First Amendment. Okay, Jim Jordan opened his first hearing vowing that he'd heard from dozens and dozens. Oh, I forgot about that. Not just a dozen, dozens and dozens of whistleblowers. Yes.
At least 24.
Yeah.
Whistleblowers about something, blah, blah.
Whatever.
Politicization, Justice Department. So there's these three cranks. That's who they brought. So this is the best they've got, I guess, these three. They have offered contradictory responses, maintained fringe and violent online presences that undermine their credibility, failed to demonstrate firsthand knowledge of alleged FBI wrongdoing. One Democrat described it as a dumpster fire. A Republican said it's been very much amateur hour, and if we put this stuff on live TV, it'll make us look like morons.
Do it!
Now a warning?
Put them on live TV.
Okay. Jordan and...
Now a warning?
As he concluded, as Jordan concluded his first weaponization hearing last month, Fox host Jesse Waters said, "I'm sick of these hearings. Make me feel better, guys. Tell me this is going somewhere. Can I throw someone in prison? Can someone go to jail? Can someone get fired?" One well-known conservative media host tells Rolling Stone, after the hearing, this person reached out to their contacts on the panel to express their baffled disappointment with the offerings. This source says their criticism amounted to scolding the committee, saying something like, "Come on, guys, you have to do better than that." Mm. That would be Fox News, who will famously parrot any lie.
Right. It's kind of hard for us to toe this line.
It benefits Trump
right
or
now.
Republicans, and they were like, "Give me a break with this, really."
I mean,
okay. I'm still absorbing the Lauren Boebert falsely tweeting that Biden had cancer, and then this FBI whistleblower writing "Go cancer." Mm-hmm. Okay. Brooklyn Dad says, "I don't care about President Biden's age. I don't care about his stutter. I care about his record. I care that he created 12 million jobs. I care that he fights for Social Security and Medicare. I care that he cares. If you ask me, Joe's still got it." And why am I wearing my MVP, Madam Vice President, t-shirt?
Could it be for that great editorial that Donna Brazile wrote in the New York
Times?
Thank
you. Thank you. Give Kamala Harris credit that she is due. Thank you. I'm glad somebody is talking about the twin racism and sexism that she is experiencing, mm-hmm. the standard they are holding her to that is, impossibly beyond anyone else. Donna writes, "I believe the criticism of her is unrelated to her performance as vice president fails to account for the role she plays in the White House. Biden has a keen understanding of the job he once held and has tasked Vice President Harris with major responsibilities. She's done an outstanding job, and her record in 2 years stands up to that of her predecessors. Has she solved every problem? No, but name me one vice president who has. The reality is Ms. Harris regularly traveled the country to meet with Americans, even as she cast the tie-breaking vote on key legislation to better the lives of the American people. She's met mostly in person with more than 100 world leaders to repair damage to our international relationships caused by Donald Trump. At the Munich Security Conference in February, she announced the Biden administration has formally concluded that Russia is guilty of crimes against humanity in its war against Ukraine and warned China not to assist Russia in its invasion. Through public-private partnerships, she has helped raise over $4.2 billion to address the root cause of migration from Central America. She has pushed for federal legislation to secure voting rights, worked to expand access to the child tax and earned income tax credits, is co-leader of the White House Task Force on Worker Organizing and Empowerment, and was an integral part of the White House's push to get America vaccinated against COVID, and is the chair of the National Space Council." Mm-hmm. That's funny. I don't hear any of that in the mainstream media,
no.
Do you?
Hmm.
I just hear Andrea Mitchell asking her on the liberal network, "Nobody likes you. What do you think about that? Okay. Nobody wants you. I'm reading right from the burn book." That was the end. I was not done with my Andrea Mitchell impression. Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to, but why do you think that they like you? They don't like you. Why?
Okay, in that tentative, annoying voice. Okay.
Oh dear.
By the way, I should talk because I tweeted a picture, but Clyde literally fell asleep on my microphone as I was talking.
Uh-huh.
That is how scintillating this show is. My own dog fell asleep on my microphone while I was talking into it. Pardon me?
You also put glasses on dogs.
That was Jody.
Oh.
I didn't do it.
Okay. Weird Tuesdays.
Just a couple other points. Harris has pushed for federal... I'm sorry. I did that one. Sorry. Ms. Harris has had more experience in elected office than several past presidents and vice presidents, a successful record beginning in 2004 as San Francisco District Attorney, California Attorney General, including 4 years as a U.S. Senator. By contrast, Presidents Trump, Eisenhower, Ulysses Grant, Herbert Hoover, Zachary Taylor never held elected office before becoming president. Many other presidents have had fewer years in elected office than Ms. Harris. For too many Americans, the idea that non-whites and women actually got their jobs because of qualifications, experience, and talents is hard to believe. Maybe that's because for most American history, white men were the only people considered for high-level jobs and what amounted to affirmative action for them. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
As the first woman African-American and Asian-American to serve as vice president, Ms. Harris has arguably faced greater and different types of scrutiny than previous vice presidents. The clothes and shoes she wears, the role of her husband, the way she sometimes laughs, her cooking skill, her staff turnover in her office have all drawn greater attention than her predecessors ever experienced. Thank you, mm-hmm. someone, for saying it.
Yeah.
It's the same as they every time, you know, they say, oh, it's, you know, Pete Buttigieg was a diversity hire. Really? Like, you know, they just find ways to completely discount people's obvious intelligence and experience.
Tear them down.
Thank you.
Because they're afraid of them.
Yes, thank you. Donna finishes by saying, Vice President Harris stands on the steely, unbowed shoulders of black women like Willie Barrow and others who broke barriers before her. It shouldn't be so hard for a leader like Ms. Harris to be so visible in the office she holds to get some credit where credit is due. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Vice President. Let me move my lustrous hair so you can see it. Okay.
I'm still trying to decide if there should be an E on the end of Madam.
I don't know. I don't think so. Madam Vice President. Okay. All right. Glenn Kirshner with an attaboy for representative for our alpha liberal Swalwell. He said, after Swalwell exposes Matt Gaetz for having brought an alleged murderer into the House chamber in a failed attempt to own the libs, Representative Falwell then bluntly shared one unassailable truth. You can play your games and conduct your stunts. We are here to get done.
Yep.
That should be our tagline. I like working blue. Okay. Our friend Ted Lieu listened to Biden speak yesterday.
President Biden was fantastic last night, and he reminded us of the amazing work his administration and House Democrats did last term. We put people over politics and passed a series of transformative laws to help the American family, such as the infrastructure law.
Thank you, went on to say. Roads.
While Democrats are helping to rebuild roads, bridges, and highways, what are Republicans focused on? And here's the second thing. They spent enormous congressional resources to do a congressional hearing to complain about Twitter. So we're going to be talking about how we implement the amazing laws that Democrats pass and then drawing contrasts with extreme MAGA Republicans who are focused on issues that the American people really don't care about right now.
And the mic drop at the end of the week. Insulin. Ladies and gentlemen.
We just have to keep repeating to the American people what actually happened, which is that Democrats passed a law, the Inflation Reduction Act, that capped insulin at $35 for Medicare recipients. And now Eli Lilly, seeing this, has decided to follow suit under pressure from the Biden administration, and they're doing it for all recipients. And as a result, we're going to save the American people a lot of money who need to use insulin, and it's something we have to keep repeating over and over again. But these folks are also going to see it in their monthly costs. They're going to see that their costs have been lowered, that they have to pay less for insulin now because of what Democrats and the Biden administration did.
Thank you.
Yep.
And you've got Republicans with the audacity, of course, to tweet about it, like, oh, look at this, is great. Like it happened by magic, right? And they all voted against it.
Yep.
Right, Karen, in Chicago?
That is 100% correct. And, you know, we have all of these wonderful alpha liberals out there that are messaging what they are doing in these hearings and handing the derrieres of Republicans to them is they are creating shareable content on social media. Mm-hmm. And so since the media is falling down on this job, it is up to all of us. So Steph Heads and MOOCs assemble. We have to be the information warriors and share this stuff on our social media platforms.
Sexy liberals, sure assemble.
Yeah, I mean, because I hear people say, like, we're the Democrats. They're not saying this.
Pardon me. I misplaced my conch.
Thank you. No, but I mean, seriously, we have to be the ones to do it. Because,
yep.
I mean, there are people out there that are like, why aren't they saying these things? Why aren't they, you know, we're watching all this happen. And I'm like, but they are.
Yep.
We have to be the ones to share it, right?
We are the ones we're waiting for. Thank you, Schmoopy Bear.
Absolutely.
Little Schmoo Bear. Tristan Snell, our friend, says George Santos is being investigated by the House Ethics Committee. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Which at most will just censure him a slap on the wrist. George Santos is being investigated by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York, which will likely lead to a criminal indictment. That's what I'm talking about now.
Yep, that'll work.
Bye-bye. Katara, what's his name? Katara Ravishe.
Katara Ravishe.
Katara Ravishe. Bye-bye. Don't forget to pack your wig and your eyelash glue.
Huh? Even the Republicans don't like him.
No. No. All right. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by our Calm the F*** Down medicine. We need it, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we do.
When I start Veruca Salting for Justice, I need my CBD. I'm telling you, CB Distillery, source we trust. Mm-hmm. Right, Tincture Twins?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right in that cocktail.
Oh, CBD cocktails that Travis posts on Instagram. Yum, 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 yum. You just like it straight up under the tongue. That's kind of a blanket statement for you, Chris, but you know what I'm talking about. Better sleep, less stress, more calm, pain relief, especially after physical exercise.
That makes absolutely no sense. What are you talking about?
Some people like it straight up under the tongue.
It makes no sense, and I don't care because you know why? I have CBD.
Yeah. Me too. I'm going to do a 50-mile bike ride tomorrow in wine country. What's wrong with me?
That's on you.
Okay. I'm bringing my CBD relief stick.
That's a you problem.
That is a you problem. It's not, though, because CBD distillery is my enabler, mm-hmm. right? Better focus, concentration, better energy. I'm telling you, CBD distillery has over 2 million satisfied customers that have said that they get help with all of that stuff from CBD. Let me get you on the right path with a 20% discount. Visit CBDistillery.com. Enter my first name, Stephanie, for your discount. No prescription required. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie for 20% off.
Come on, it's brilliant.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so I sleep great in any weather, and I'm not alone, like this 5-star review from Lara. My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had, to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors. Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you're going to love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Stephanie, save 35%. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Stephanie. One more time, CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Stephanie.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Oh, on the Justice is Coming front, Alex Murdaugh. What's his name?
Murdaugh.
Murdaugh. Sounds like murder.
Yeah.
He's got sent to life in prison without the possibility of parole. I don't know. Rich white guy going to prison? We'll take it. You and I were saying, I didn't have any idea who he was till last week, and I watched for like 20 seconds. I'm like, guilty.
Yeah.
I didn't need a trial.
Just enough attention to know that EEI is guilty AF.
Is that really true? Fox News had OJ on to comment?
They did. Why?
Was he... Maybe the real killer is, I don't know, somewhere on the same golf course that OJ's still scouring to find. Okay. Yeah. Rich, I think it's a good sign, Travis, because he's somewhat orange. So maybe this is going to be a, you know, stretch of more rich orange men, white orange men.
Or soulless gingers going to jail.
Soulless gingers. Right. Exactly. Although Trump's, I don't know what. Well, Noel Castler explained it. That he's had a scalp reduction, and so it's actually bald on top, but it's like that he paints it the yellow color and then swirls it around like a
soft serve.
Yeah.
Does he paint
like
his...
a Dole Whip?
Yes.
He paints his face the color his hair used to be, though.
Right. Yeah. It's an orangish tint. Okay. Speaking of justice, Senator Whitehouse talking about dark money and SCOTUS yesterday.
The literally hundreds of millions of dollars that have flowed through the dark money operation that swirls around the court. It gets into some of the front groups in Leonard Leo's network that he hides behind and operates through. It describes how Leo and his associates have enriched themselves personally as they have helped a bunch of creepy right-wing billionaires capture the Supreme Court.
That guy also, by the way, stole a bunch of money. Murdaugh, is that his name? He also stole a bunch of people's money before killed his wife and son. Okay, just reviewing. Oh. Yes, but he's talking about Leonard Leo, right-wing leader of the Federalist Society. It's coming under scrutiny for lavish use. They're all grifters.
Yep.
Lavish use of the organization's funds to live the high life. Leo's own personal wealth appeared to have ballooned as his fundraising prowess accelerated since his efforts to cement the Supreme Court's conservative majority helped to bring about its decision to overturn abortion rights. Most recently, he reaped $1.6 billion windfall from a single donor that is likely to be the biggest single political gift in U.S. history. He's often been called Trump's judge whisperer. Wow, this is why we find ourselves in the Handmaid's Tale today.
Yes.
By the way, Glenn Kirshner said that. He said, that they're skeptical of the student loan that was have been the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
He said, kind of like when the Supreme Court was skeptical of women's constitutional privacy rights, so they revoked them. And when the court was skeptical of limiting dark money in politics, what's next? Will SCOTUS be skeptical of the continued validity of Brown versus Board of Education? Nobody's been better than Senator Whitehouse at this. Yeah, Senator Whitehouse.
Leo is the agent for Justice Thomas's book.
Oy.
So if you were a billionaire who wanted to reward Justice Thomas for a bunch of decisions that you really liked, you now have the perfect interlocutor in the form of Leonard Leo to go buy warehousefuls of the book so that massive revenues, profits go to Justice Thomas and he can live in similar luxury. The whole thing is just stunning.
Yeah, and one last one, Senator Whitehouse.
The latest number that investigators have as to how much was put into the court capture operation up until the end of the Trump administration, I think was $580 million. So this is a big deal. And then it was on top of that that the $1.6 billion was given to another 501c4 pop-up created by Leonard Leo for the specific purpose of receiving the $1.6 billion. And, you know, obviously that's a great retirement fund. It's made him and his friends very wealthy. Nice. It's a slush fund for him to do further political mischief. And it's a pretty big reward for having helped billionaires capture the Supreme Court and put it to use for themselves.
John Fugelsang, next.
WAUK.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden, marking the anniversary of the 1965 March on Selma that helped lead to the Voting Rights Act, with a trip to Selma on Sunday. Walgreens facing backlash from critics who say the company is caving to anti-abortion Republicans by no longer offering abortion medication in states that threatened legal action.
What's happening is that Walgreens is saying that they just don't want to get involved. They got this letter from 21 conservative-led states that threatened legal action and said, if you provide this mifepristone, this abortion drug, through your pharmacies, as the federal government has said you can do, we're going to go after you legally.
That's ABC's Ann Flaherty. South Korea is taking steps to compensate Koreans who were enslaved by Japanese companies during World War II through civilian funds rather than seeking to hold the companies accountable. It's a controversial move by South Korea to bolster its ties with Japan, but some of those affected say they want the responsible companies to pay. This is ABC News.
Ha-ha. Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce.
You added an entire box of pasta?
I did.
Yeah, that's a little much.
That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision.
Or like a chili hot dish.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry, weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never would just want to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
A little bit of more Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few more, you're going to have a lot of Republicans running our way. Isn't she amazing? Oof. Ours, the reason she was very specific. I shouldn't digress, probably. So I've read. She was very specific recently, saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
I just love the oof. Oof. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oof. Oof talk. All right. Hey, you know how everything comes magically full circle, Travis,
sure.
As you mentioned. So Kash Patel, the right-wing Trump lunatic, was behind the funding of the fake whistleblowers.
We can literally say, is that who you are? What you do?
Did you know that he's also behind this new, which we thought was a joke, Trump and January 6 prisoners new song? He's also behind the funding.
He produced this?
Yeah.
He produced this hit?
Yes, this hit song here. They're actually in prison. This is from prison.
You're doing this to our guest.
I know. Wait for it.
Here it comes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
This is available on Apple Music.
Okay. I can't.
God bless the United States.
That's available on Apple Music right now.
And Kash Patel was there, Phil Spector?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, probably in every way. Okay, only one man can save us now. Oh, hi, John. Hi, personal comedy Jesus. Hi.
Thank you so much for playing my racist uncle's new porn song. Thank you. By the way, the song is called And Justice for All, which I think means they're saying Trump should be there in jail with them. That's my takeaway from the title.
Yes, that's a good. I like that spin.
You know what? Maybe there's a future where he can do the live. They can do a live duet together.
Yes, he'll be there with them
every night at midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Trump's not going to be in Gen Pop, Travis. Let me tell you, that's not where rich guys go. But it is nice to know that Donald Trump, before leaving office, could have pardoned all of these terrorists, but instead chose to pardon Steve Bannon, who had been ripping them off with his Build a Wall Fund. So, you know what? Sucker's going to suck. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
You know, can I just say, that's why we don't even know who he was till 2 days ago. What's his name? Alex Murdaugh.
Uh-huh.
Going to jail for any, we'll take any rich white guy going to prison at this point. Because there's Steve Bannon this week, right, going, I'm not going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, you know, you can excuse a rich white guy for thinking that's true. That he will, you know, after Trump pardoned him and then he committed a bunch more crimes, that he'll still get away with it, right?
That's the only way that Donald Trump will ever support Ron DeSantis, is if he's terrified of going to prison and needs someone to pardon him. Yeah, because generally, rich white guys don't go. You got to be like Alex Murdaugh and try really, really hard.
And by the way, every time I say Steve Bannon, I think of your jokes, that he looks like an alcoholic thumb and like gout.
Yeah, he looks like a police sketch artist rendition of the gonorrhea virus. You know, it's just we worry about it. He looks like that uncle who keeps asking you to sit on his lap, but you're 15. He doesn't look good. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
He looks like he ate 40 pounds of cheese and it's coming out of the pores in his face. I only say this because we worry.
Yes.
He looks like he was up till 7 a.m. watching porn, and his alarm was set for 7:15. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't look well. We care about that.
Of course. So have you read the Jim Jordan whistleblower stories yet in the New York Times or the Rolling Stone? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
When I think whistleblowers, I think Jim Jordan. So, of course.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is beyond the clown show that I think we thought these Republican committees were going to be. Aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, wow, what if you had all the dumbest, most evil, racist people who don't know how apostrophes work from the comments section and ran? Remember in the 90s when you'd watch C-SPAN and these slobbering goobers would call up Brian Lamb and make him just stare awkwardly at the camera while they mouthed their conspiracy theories? They're the ones running now. They're the ones in the government now. And Joe Biden seems to have realized that, using them as objects of ridicule helps with your fundraising and helps get out the vote. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think long term, I'd rather have her there, this fascist imbecile, than have someone who's effective at their job.
Yeah.
Have someone who's going to vote the same exact way, but not raise money for Democrats.
You said the same thing the president just said basically on Twitter. You said, I want to point out to Marjorie Taylor Greene, this poor woman's sons were actually killed in 2020 when someone who isn't Biden was POTUS. But instead of focusing on MTG's lies, hypocrisy, and exploitation for crass political points, I just point out she doesn't know how apostrophes work. It always seems to go with the territory, doesn't it?
Always. I mean, you can follow Donald Trump or you can understand apostrophes. Those two things don't exist. By the way, and that tweet, Marge, it's one sentence with three apostrophe errors in one sentence. Someone explain plurals to her. I know she's single now, so it might be confusing.
Oh.
You know, Glenn Kirshner had a great tweet about just, you know, whatever happened to kindness. And you said, and then one day Tucker Carlson renounced hate and preached our commonalities outweigh differences, that there is a God, he wants us to love each other, and we'll only survive if we learn to work together, and his audience never watched his show ever again, the end.
Right.
I hate to say it. Right. I mean, this one whistleblower, I'm sorry, it's just stuck in my head that it's everything evil. It's misinformation and hatred that Lauren Boebert falsely tweeted Joe Biden has cancer. And this FBI whistleblower that Jim Jordan used just said, go cancer, go faster. I mean, I don't even know. Is this politics? Just what kind of humans are these?
This is, you know, I don't blame Trump for this. I think Gingrich really began all of this in 94. I think that this is just a succession of just the degradation of the party of Lincoln. I always say they're not even the party of Quayle anymore. And the saddest thing about it is this is America, where if you actually act like Christ, you'll get crucified by people who call themselves Christians. They're allergic to everything they claim to believe in. They hate America. They hate Americans. Oh, my God, they hate other Americans so badly. The more American flags your Twitter profile has, the more you can't stand people in America.
Yep. Yeah.
And we can't hate them back, because Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, they all prove hate makes you stupid.
Could you take your organ out for me? Chris, personal comedy Jesus has tweeted, if Jesus had an AK-47, he could have mowed down the Romans, never been crucified, never had a religion name for him, and none of us would have to know who Pat Robertson is. It is a thought, John Finkelstein.
Yeah.
Also, you said heaven is a coffee house with enough sockets for every laptop. That may very well be true.
Thank you. By the way, if anyone's interested, I'm selling a lot of used Dilbert books. If anybody can help me out there. I just want to say, as someone who has tussled with Scott Adams and debated with the man many times throughout the years on social media, I'm thrilled that this week was the first time Dilbert ever made me giggle. It finally happened.
It was finally funny.
Finally have chuckled because of Dilbert, and it took a long time getting here.
Yeah, you said throwback to that time Dilbert creator Scott Adams tried to convince me that people marching in Charlottesville to preserve the statues of white supremacists for historical reasons were in no way racist, and many unarmed black citizens wanted the statues to remain, too.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
He tried to make an argument to me. I mean, and the new racism is the denial of racism, and I'm so tired of it. But, like, when they say Donald Trump, he condemned the white supremacists. Everybody who was marching in Charlottesville was marching for white supremacy.
Yeah.
If you are marching to defend the Confederacy, you are supporting white supremacy by definition, according to the dictionary. And we can deal with our right-wing loved ones and friends by just asking the right questions. On the show the other night, Steph, on Progress, when we're on at What the Hell O'Clock, I had one patriot call up and say, oh, you know, the Democrats with your Ku Klux Klan and the Democrats with the segregation. And I'm just like, boy, you must really hate those racist Democrats, huh? And he goes, yeah, I do, because the Democrats are – Lincoln freed the slaves. Republicans freed the slaves. I didn't get angry. I just said, so you must really hate those racist, white supremacist Democrat Confederates, right? Yeah, I do. You must hate their symbols. You must hate their flag. You must hate statues honoring them. Let me hear you condemn the Confederacy. Well, it wasn't just about slavery. It was all about... And they can't do it. Ask them where Obama was born. Ask them to condemn actual white supremacy. Yeah. You don't need to get angry. Just humiliate them in front of an audience and stop and smell the train wreck.
Yeah. Which right winger was it? Travis this week that said black people should actually thank the statues, should walk by and thank
them. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Ah, yeah, should thank the statues because, you know, something.
Thank them.
The statues that were erected in the 40s?
Yes, yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right.
But, I mean, they think that black children should be made to walk past statues celebrating men who took up arms against America to guarantee that they'd be the property of a white man. Germany does not do this. There are no Nazi statues to honor heritage. They don't think that not flying the swastika erases our history.
Yeah.
This is how racism is flourishing in our country right now. And the forefront of it is the abuse of the word woke. I mean, let these people keep on smearing the concept of not being racist. It's going to look real good in 10 years.
Yeah. You know, we always hurt the ones we love the most, which is why I saved the Trump sound bites for you, because you do my favorite Trump impression, which is Marlon Brando with a head cold on Adderall with what else?
Yeah, it's amphetamines with mucus on Marlon Brando. That's my Trump.
I just want to point out that this is not parody. These are actual things he said.
Also, I would like this all to pop quiz. Do any of you think he has any idea or has read anything that Marxism? Does he know anything what that is?
No, God, no. He doesn't read.
No. Okay. He can't name the four Marx brothers.
Joe Biden recently signed a very sinister executive order mandating that almost every federal department and agency establish a Marxist equity. This is something new. Enforcement squad to implement a woke takeover of the entire federal government. Every institution in America is under attack from this Marxist concept of equity.
So I just love that he has no idea who Marx is. No. He's never read Marx. He has no idea. It's just words he's heard in the right wing, whatever, right?
But they called MLK a communist as well. Anytime you oppose racism, racists will call you a Marxist.
Oh, no, he's calling us racist and Marxist because something.
With his inaction, Biden is weaponizing every tool of government power to push this racism and this communism and Marxism, or whatever you want to call it. When FEMA, the EPA, and the FAA, and IRS are corrupted and tasked with enforcing equity, freedom and equality under the law are absolutely dead. I will revoke this executive order on my first day back in office.
Okay. Don't you wish someone would ask him just what's your favorite thing that, you know, when they asked him what's his favorite thing in the Bible, what's your favorite thing that Marx wrote?
They did ask him.
I love both of them, both Corinthians. I love both Marx brothers. What?
I mean, this corrosive glop of spray tan creamsicle colored goo just said that equity is a threat to equality. He doesn't even read these things before Stephen Miller puts the card in his hand.
Okay.
Big finish.
Okay, wait. Is this reparations for white people?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will also urge Congress to create a restitution fund for Americans who have been unjustly discriminated against by these equity policies.
Oh.
And I will restore merit-based federal civil service. I will get this extremism out of the White House, out of the military, out of the Justice Department, and out of our government.
Oh, golly.
We don't want it in our country.
Okay.
The United States of America will be strong again. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, no, thank you. So I get it. Reparations for
white people.
Yeah.
CS
racist.
Bitches.
Reparations
for
racists.
It's the CS bitch fund for whiny white people. Yep. Is that? Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
You taught history about my grandpa. Pay me. That's it. That's the Ron DeSantis argument. These guys don't realize that this kind of race baiting didn't work in 2020 and it didn't work in 2022. Ron DeSantis may have already blown it by going way too racist in 22.
Yeah.
And it's only 23. I mean, they are marginalizing the party. And thanks to repealing Roe v. Wade, they are guaranteeing that young people will turn out and non-white, non-douchebags will turn out. Keep this up. Let him and Ron DeSantis, they're a chorus. They both make the same exact points. They both hate each other. And they both seem to not realize that they've already painted themselves into too racist a corner to reach those moderates who find this icky.
Yeah, by the way, in this week's fascism news, did you see that Ron DeSantis is making bloggers register with the state if they write anything negative about him? And also, what was the other? They made sure that security guards kicked Trump supporters out of his book signing.
Confident men. That's some Big D energy right there. Am I right?
Tiny D Energy. Okay. They could have a penis pummeling, a tiny mushroom penis pummeling contest.
At CPAC.
Instead of a debate.
They're not going to CPAC, so he won't get any.
Okay. They're part of the camp that's not going to CPAC. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, too bad.
John, I love you. Listen to John on SiriusXM. Team Progress, the best team in the world.
Love you guys. And hey, shout out to the governor of Tennessee for banning drag. And then, of course, it turns out he had a little something special tucked away. It was his yearbook picture. So thank you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Love you, John.
Thanks,
bye.
John.
49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Angie. That's what I think every time I have a house problem. I've got a lot of house problems, right? I got 99 house problems
a
week.
It's an old house. Things are going to fall apart.
Yeah. It's here at Gray Gardens. Angie's List is now Angie. My home for everything home. 20-plus years of that, of home experience. You know, you don't have menus anymore in your drawers. I don't have little scraps of paper anymore with random, repair people, and then you're trying to remember which one was which, and that guy, and this company's out of business, and yada, yada. And it's all in my phone.
Mm.
Oh, my God. It's the personal home expert. They have served over 150 million consumers to date. They provide digital tools, innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get anything you need for your home done right. If you're selling, if you got repairs, you got to get everything priced up front. And clearly, you know the cost before you buy. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This is Too Weird, Man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now, there are vaccines. And they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most. Like spreading the word without spreading concern. Girls tripping instead of solo sipping. Brunching instead of late night munching. And talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit getvaccineanswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by my sultry vacation voice. I'm going to be going on a little romantic trip, taking my cozy hot pajama. Hello. Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm back now.
Like you're about
you know what it is? That's my husky missing my cozy earth sheets because you know what? It doesn't matter where you stay. You never, if they don't have cozy earth, you're just going to be like, these are like sandpaper.
Yeah. You two will just have to stay up all night doing something else.
They're soft. They're luxurious. They're responsibly sourced. They're made from the premium viscose from a highly sustainable bamboo. It is wrestled away from pandas worldwide. The premium.
You can
bamboo.
Hear the rabid panda in the background growling.
Yes, yes. I am sorry, pandas. Cozy Earth, there's plenty for you to eat and for us to have the softest pajamas and sheets in the world. Thank you. That's why Oprah said, yes, please, favorite things 5 years in a row. Loungewear, pajamas, premium waffle bath towels. You will love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry. Save 35% right now on Cozy Earth Bedding. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie. My dogs are, they wonder why you're taking so long. Go now. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie for 35% off. 56 minutes after the hour. Well, all right. Hello. Mommy's busy. Mommy talking now. Okay. Fridays with Frangela coming up. Hakeem Jeffries on the letter they just wrote to, they formally have asked Rupert Murdoch to make sure Fox News stops disseminating the big lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the letter speaks for itself, and it relates specifically to the issue of the big lie, which apparently was well understood at the highest levels of Fox News. And I think Lita Schumer and myself simply expressed the position that since everyone seems to clearly understand that Joe Biden won the 2020 presidential election.
Yeah, let's just... What happened?
We all understand.
Let's just say that. Okay, one more. Jeff.
Donald Trump perpetrated a big lie to the American people that has had dangerous consequences, including a rise in political violence and an insurrection as part of an effort to halt the peaceful transfer of power, that perhaps it's time for America to be able to move past that big lie, and an important step would be those who know it was a big lie to publicly repudiate it.
Thank you. And one last one, Senator Schumer.
They need to stop giving a platform to dangerous and entirely unfounded conspiracy theories that eat at the wellspring of our democracy. And they need to admit on the air that they were wrong to engage in such negligent and destructive behavior.
Thank you. Okay. 58 minutes after the hour, I have a WTF is going on in Michigan for Angela V. Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, we save some Tim Scott.
As we do.
Because we love Frangela so very much. Next.
When it's raining cats and dogs,
your business can rain profits.
Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.